Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello and welcome to a 40th annual Sun and Fun here at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. I'm Ben Coleman, one of your hosts for today at Florida Aviation Network, and it's always a pleasure to interview and talk with folks that have something interesting to share. And something that's been going on here in the general area has been the Florida Aviation Central Florida Aerospace Academy, CFAA is what's affectionately known. Beautiful facility, beautiful building, and it's run by beautiful people like Jackie Speak. Jackie, welcome to Florida Aviation Network. Jackie, tell us what you do with the Polk County School System.
I am the Senior Director for Science and Accelerated Programs, and because of that Accelerated Programs piece, I also work very closely with Workforce Education, which is the career and technical education side. Mm-hmm. We oversee a lot of the dual enrollment, which we have kids that can go to college, get college credit and high school credit at the same time. And we also establish academies at different schools for areas of interest for students. And the CFAA is an example, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, of where students can go to learn about specific careers in aviation and then pursue that through an application in real-world setting.
Is there, I hear the term magnet school used a lot. How does that tie into CFAA?
Well, I guess magnet schools have a draw because of a specific topic. So our Polk Academies are similar in that aspect because they do specialize depending on the area of interest. So there are different schools around the district that have maybe health academies or medical academies, biotechnology academies, agri-technology, aerospace education, engineering. So there's all different topics and academies at different locations throughout the district so that students can specialize before they move into their college or career area.
How about, tell me a little bit about my buddy John Small.
John Small, the Senior Director for Workforce Education. I have worked with him pretty closely for the last 4 months, since I've only been here for about 4 months, and learned a great deal about the Polk Academies and all of the different dual enrollment options that we have for kids, and again, those specific areas of interest so that kids can really get involved in real world and doing, just like they are here at CFAA, where they're actually building planes, they're working on the engines of planes, they're designing. Some of the students are even working on becoming pilots, and they actually, before they even leave the school, fly an aircraft. So just really some great things going on, and it's wonderful to work with that career and technical education piece and that science, technology, and engineering and mathematics piece.
Well, you've been here, you said, 4 months?
4 months, yes.
Where did you come from? What's your background?
Tell us. My background is I worked in Charlotte County, Florida for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. I worked at the district office as the science curriculum specialist. And then, don't hold this against me, I worked at the Florida Department of Education, which was an excellent opportunity because to see that global perspective of what's happening in science education in throughout the state has been helpful in this capacity to bring those careers and STEM pieces together. So I have a lot of background in statute also.
Good.
But we won't talk about that right now.
Excuse me, what can we do? I just blew the headset off the guys in the truck, but what can we do to help perpetuate your job and what your task is with the Polk County School System?
I think that getting the word out there about these amazing opportunities for kids in Polk County Public Schools is first and foremost. And I've become very good at Twitter and those types of social media to get that message out about all the great things happening, what kids are doing in our schools. I think that, for me, would be a big piece, is to market that and get that word out there of what we're doing with such great things with kids.
You make me feel so bad because at a recent convention, I was nailed by the walk-around interview team, and they wanted to know what my handle was or how many times I tweeted. And I had to be very, very honest with this, ma'am, I don't tweet. Real men don't tweet.
But as an educator,
I've got to overcome that because it's a very vital, it's social media.
Yes.
And it's an avenue to get word out there about what's going on.
Yes.
And it wouldn't surprise me if we could find some secure way to do it. We'll do our presidential and our elected officials by Facebook or tweet or some way to really get to the people.
Absolutely. And what better way to get that message out to students than to use Twitter? So that's, again, our Twitter handle for Polk Schools News. Usually posting pictures of some of the great things our kids are doing, advertising these different academies. So that's been my perspective on my Twitter account is how to promote science, STEM, and career education to get that out to our students so that we can...
And STEM, give us one more time for the audience that's not up on STEM.
Well, you know we love our acronyms in education.
You betcha. And aviation's full of them.
Yes.
So get what STEM is, science?
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Okay.
And, of course, that ties in directly with career and technical education, which we finally refer to as CTE.
A
great example here, this is STEM and CTE in action right here, this aviation show and all the things behind it that go into it are so STEM related.
Where are we going in the future? How are we going to, what's the next step?
For STEM education?
You bet.
That's a great question. I think we just need to really specialize in those areas and get those academies and those programs really streamlined so that when our students leave high school, they have two-year college degrees, and that's always a great thing. So, and anything we can do to get them really career ready for when they leave us and move into the real world, they can hit the ground running, and most of them can leave here with industry certifications and get jobs pretty quickly. So that's what we're here for.
So really, the future is just continue to doing what we're doing to get the education process
and make it
on STEM
bigger and more available for more kids. Yes.
Wow. But I'll tell you what, Julie, it's a pleasure to have you here. And hopefully our viewing audience will, or listening audience, because we do have, this is Managing Safety, where we will try to perpetuate this information that you have. And where would they need to go to get some more information on this?
They could go to the Polk-FLNet. That is our homepage for Polk Public Schools. And Polk Academies also has a lot of information on the academies.
Mm-hmm.
And they could certainly find me, Jackie Speak, or John Small on those websites, and we would be happy to direct them or answer any questions they have.
Excellent.
So,
well, Julie, thank you so much.
Jackie, thank you.
Jackie, where did I get Julie from?
I don't
Jackie,
know. It's okay. Thank you.
Speak. Ms. Speak.
That's right. Dr. Speak.
Dr. Speak.
I'm a product of STEM education. So.
Thank you, Dr. Speak.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us and 40th annual Senate Fine Flying.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.